Come on and give God some praise. He's worthy. You may be seated. Come on and give him some praise. Open your Bibles up to 1 John chapter 4. It says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins." All of this word that's in our Bibles is wrapped up in God's love. God's love covers everything. And God has given his love to us through his Son, so that we can love one another. Not with man's love, not with man's affection, not with man's thoughts and man's ideas, but with the love of God. God, that's God's attitude toward you and I. The same attitude that he had toward his Son, toward the world, toward mankind. God got that same attitude toward us. And he sent his Son so that we can be changed into his image and his likeness, so that we can look like God, walk like God, talk like God, act like God, love like God. Without that love, we can't love. Without that love, we can't walk right before the brethren. Without that love, we can't act right before the brethren. But when the love of God came in and that darkness flee, glory to God, that light shone in our life and showed up, glory to God, our old ways and our old nature. And when we turn from that old nature and turn unto the nature and the character of God, then we began to love one another. Hallelujah. It is his will to love us. His will concerning the attitudes of our people. It's God's attitude, it's God's concern about our attitudes. See, he don't have one. He's concerned about ours. He came so that he could work with us in our attitudes. You know, a lot of people got attitudes, all kinds, all types. They don't come with no name on it. That's why God called it attitude, you know, because, you know, it'll fly out with anything. You know, there's people got some nasty attitudes. But let me tell you one thing. Jesus walked among those that had nasty attitudes. And they had some real nasty attitude. There are some people in this world you're going to walk among, you're going to be in the midst of, that's got such a nasty attitude. Their attitude is so nasty, you feel like snatching their arm off their body and beating the living daylights out of them. But you can't do that. Why? Because the love of God constraining us not to do that. The love of God said we got to love them anyway. The love of God said we got to love them. If they willfully and despitefully use you and persecute you, you got to still love them. It's hard sometimes to love that way. And why is hard? Because you're trying to love him with your love, but you got to turn unto Jesus' love, glory to God, that agape love, that agape old love, that love, glory to God, is full of compassion and full of love, glory to God. God came and he had compassion for his people, and he shed his precious blood so that we can have compassion and love one toward another. Hallelujah. He said, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God." The agape love, that spontaneous love, irregardless of rights, traditions, thoughts. Then he said love again the second time, that agapeo love that only can be used by God the right way. That compassionate love and that affectionate love that God had for us. that he sent his son to retrieve us and to save us from a burning hell. So it is his will for his children, that's you and I. He's concerned about our attitudes, one toward another. See, a lot of us got attitudes one toward another. The Bible says love one another, comfort ye one another. You can't say you love God and you hate me. I might not hear it, but God heard it, even before you said it. But we have to love one another. We have to set aside the attitudes. That's why God said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. Let me tell you something about that word that proceeds from his mouth. It covers everything. It covers the good and it covers the evil. Every word that proceeded from the mouth of God, man shall be governed by, judged by, lived by. Why? Because it's the word of God. If you live bad, God said, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. But if you live and walk in his path of righteousness, God said, you shall reap goodness and you shall reap joy and peace and you shall be happy and you shall be strong in God and in the power of his might. And you shall pull down those attitudes, those strongholds that come to overtake you day after day after day. But God is with you every day. God is on your side everywhere you go. God is in the midst of your problem even before the problems come up on you. God is always there making a way for us. Hallelujah. He that loveth not knoweth not God. You can tell all the lies you want to. And come to church and say you love God. But before you got to church, you done signed somebody's epitaph in your attitude. And then you show up being holy and righteous. This covers everybody. This covers me, glory to God. God, give me this message. I'm first partaker of it. I said, God, I know about your love. God said, but there's something you don't know about yourself. And it's going to take the love of God to purge me and you and to cleanse us and to free us from those attitudes. People come to church with attitudes and sit down in the seat. The attitude is so bad that you feel that spirit come off of them. You sit next to them. Glory to God. People say, well, there ain't no spirit come. Let me tell you something. The Bible says that you can bear witness with the spirit and try the spirits and know them. If people come in with bad attitudes, you can tell it. People pretending, you can tell it. Why? Because God has gave us that love and he has gave us this mechanism of alertness in us. So when the spirit rise up, we'll let you know what is good and what is evil, what is not good and what is right. Glory to God. But you got to constrain yourself to this love. Glory to God. And you got to love the brethren. You got to help the brother, not just love him with the word of God. There's a lot of people know the word of God, glory to God, but that's not the love that he's talking about. He's talking about you got to express that word that you know, glory to God. You got to show that love that you know to your brother. You got to do that will that, to your brother that God has given you. You got to know that God has told you to do this. And God has told all of us that we shall live by bread, not bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of his mouth. Love can only be known in the actions. You see a lot of people's actions. They claim to be love. God said, he that loveth not knoweth not God. So you can't love if you don't know God. You can't live right if you don't know God. See, didn't nobody help God put this plan into motion? Didn't nobody give him any ideas? Didn't nobody counsel with him, but him, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in the counsel of their mind, they set forth this plan, and they knew about their awareness. They knew about all of the sad things. They knew about all of the sin that was going to be in the world, but they had a plan, glory to God. And the plan was not signed yet, but he had to send that love, peace, glory to God, cause Jesus, glory to God. And Jesus had to die on the cross, and then he signed that peace treaty between you and I and him, glory to God. And he said, if we be partakers of this offering, glory to God, that God has offered us, and God has offered us his love. I'm talking about true love, glory to God. I'm talking about pure love, glory to God. I'm talking about love that will cleanse you, love that will guide you, love that came to reprove us, love that came to rebuke us, love that came to convict us, love that came to give us instruction, love that came to show us the way. That love that died on Calvary, glory to God, laid down in the grave, and got up again, signed it in his blood, and he said, behold, I give unto you the keys to this kingdom, glory to God, and you can go to and fro, and you have my authority, you have my knowledge, you have my wisdom, you have my power, and if you ask anything in my name, believe it, it shall be done. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus said, the works that I do shall you do also. But greater than these shall he also do. That means that when you come to church, your love is not limited in the church. Some people try to love in the church, and when they get outside, the same person that they were sitting next to, they show off that attitude. I don't like it because somebody parked next to me might scratch my car. I don't know why Sister So-and-so, did you see that, what they came in there looking like? Well, that means you done lied up in church. Pretending that you love God, but God said all of the pretenders don't know him. You can't pretend to be somebody and do something else. Because whatsoever's on the inside is going to come to the front. God already know it. But your actions going to show up in the midst of your brethren and your sister, and they're going to know it. That's the sad part about it. Been leaping and jumping and shouting and praying and doing all of these things. Know that word and read that word and quote those scriptures and tickle men's ears, glory to God, in an excellency part. But it's not about excellency. It's not about tradition. It's not about the way you fix it up. It's not about the way you do it. It's not about these notes that I got lined up, glory to God. But God will rearrange things, glory to God, according to his will and his way. God will do what he will in our lives, regardless whether we like it or not, glory to God. God is going to have his way. That's why he said man shall live by bread alone, but the evil man got to live by the words of God. The good man got to live by the words of God. The happy man got to live by the words of God. The poor man got to live by the words of God. Why? Because God is the creator of all things, glory to God. And God is a great provider. And he said he will provide for his people in the time of trouble. He said that you are troubled on every side. But he said, don't be distressed. Don't be depressed. Don't be dismayed. For I'm with you whithersoever you go. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. Love is seen. You know where it's first found at? In his Son. That's why he said that he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. It's seen in his Son. He sent his Son. He raised up his Son. That love. Love covers a multitude of what? Sin. What is a multitude? It's the condition or quality of being numerous. In other words, it's a great, indefinite number. So it covers all your sins, covers all your mishaps, covers all your slips, covers all your falls, covers all your sickness, covers all your unrighteousness, Cover all of the righteousness, glory to God. Cover all your attitude. Cover it all. Cover all your mind. That mind that was in Christ Jesus. He came to reprove this mind, glory to God, so that we can change, glory to God, and look like his image and walk like his image, glory to God. When Jesus walked up on this earth, they tried to kill him before his time, but they couldn't do it. Why? Can't nobody take you out unless it's the will of the Father, glory to God. Can't nobody remove you. Can't nobody lead you and guide you except they be led by the Father, glory to God. And when you're led by the Spirit of God, then we are the sons of God. Then can we love one another. Then can we harmonize together. Then can we flow together. Then can we move together. Then can we comfort together, glory to God. But until we have the love of God, until we press on into this thing and endure until the end, glory to God, then we won't ever have any love. Hallelujah. Christian love. Love had its perfect work among men. Perfect. It came to perfect himself in man. None of us in here can handle the love of God. None of us. Because we are infinite. I mean, we are finite and God is infinite. Or we are imperfect and God is perfect. So we can't handle perfection. God don't want us to handle it. He said, receive it and let it be perfected in you. And when we receive it and let that perfection work in us, and it's not going to work just one time. It's going to work while you sleep. It's going to work while you're awake. It's going to work while you're praying. It's going to work while you're working on your job. It's going to work while you're coming to church. It's going to work when you leave church. Perfecting us, glory to God, and cleansing us, and reproving us, and rebuking us, so that we can walk uprightly before God. You can't walk uprightly before God if you don't study to show yourself approved. If you don't know God, the scripture says, he that knoweth, love not God, loveth not, knoweth not God. You can't know God until you seek God. You don't know God until you have a personal relationship with him. You can't know God until you fellowship with him every day. You don't fellowship with God just part of the day, but you fellowship with him all day long. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord is on the inside, glory to God, and God is guiding us and leading us and directing us all day long. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad he's living in me. If he wasn't living in me, what would I be? See, I can't even imagine that. I just thank God that his son came. I just thank God that they had a plan already. See, they know it was going to be hell on earth. That's why he sent his son to reprove it, to retrieve us, to bring us back into his presence, to teach us so that we can learn how to act right, learn how to love. So that we can learn about our attitudes. Instead of trying to find out about somebody's attitude, the Bible says consider your ways. You got to learn about your attitude first. And let me tell you something, that's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job, glory to God. Even when you sleep, glory to God, the Holy Ghost have to come in and take that place, glory to God, to keep you through the night, glory to God. But you have to be in the presence of God, that God will use you and God will lead you and guide you, glory to God. For without him, we can't do anything. But with him and through him, we can do all things. Why? Because God gave us the strength and God gave us that love so that we can go forth and love one another. Hallelujah. God put the plan in motion. It was an advanced plan with a full awareness of everything involved. See, man think he know everything. Like Brother Tim was preaching on that evolution. He had it wrong. He had man bending down already. When man had to get there on his own. Man try to tell you, I love you. But that's the affectionate of man. But the agapeo can only be used by God. Because God showed forth that affection. That means he got in our mess. He took care of all of that. That was in the plan. Our affection, God knew all about that. But man's affection and man's love one toward another can be divorced. You get tired, you can separate yourself from somebody. You get tired, you can walk away from a situation. You get weary, you get an attitude, you don't have to stay there. Why? That's man's way. Kill my dog, I'll kill your cat. But that's not God's way. That's not the Christian love. Christian love is found in Galatians 5:22, I believe, where the Spirit is. Glory to God. It said the Spirit is this manifested love and joy and peace and long suffering and meekness and temperance and faith. Against such there is no law. No matter how much people talk about you, you got to have some temperance, glory to God. No matter how much they put you down, glory to God, you got to endure, glory to God. No matter what they say about you, you got to be meek, glory to God. No matter how nasty they are, glory to God, you got to have some faith in God, because God will deliver you and God will set you free out of the old mess. Hallelujah. Up above that, it tells you about man. I like God because he always tells you about yourself first. He said, when the flesh is manifest, and I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember the scripture, but it says it manifests these: adultery, fornication. And see, that's God making you aware of yourself, because a lot of saints sit up in church and say they don't have these kind of attributes in them. Well, the old man only know one thing, the old man. That's why I said the flesh mind things after the flesh. That's all he know how to do. And the old nature is taking you toward hell's door. But God sent his son, called L-O-V-E. Irregardless of what we done. Sometimes I wonder, me and Sister Metcalf was talking about David and Solomon and Samson. Seemed like David had the most messed up stuff going on than any. Solomon ran a close second. But the one who asked him for that last chance, he said, God, just give me one more chance and let me die. And we was talking about that, and I said, you know, I've been wondering about a lot of things like that, Sister Metcalf. I said, I wonder why God seemed like he had mercy on some, and boy, he's, whew. Some he's so lenient. Some seem like he loved more than others, but no, God don't love more than others. His love came abroad for all men. His love is to all men. So, but why? Because it's the perfect will of God. It's his will how he do things. Glory to God. God didn't tell you to seek him to try to find out how to do things. God said, seek him and he'll show you how to do things. Glory to God. God said, don't seek him to try to know everything. God said, seek him and he'll teach you the things you need to know. God said, don't seek him, glory to God, just to be lifted up. God said, seek him and he'll show you how to lift him up. And when you lift him up, he'll draw all things unto him. Hallelujah. God will bless you going out and God will bless you coming in. And God will use you according to his will and his way. Hallelujah. Over in Isaiah, he said, come now, let us reason together. He said, though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be like pure wool. God come to cleanse us and deliver us from all sin. We think that somebody else's attitude is a great fight. The greatest fight in this world is between you and God. The old nature and the new nature. That's the greatest fight. But there's one greater than the way you feel sometimes. See, don't go according to your feelings and your conditions and all that stuff. That's why people get messed up because somebody said something to me that hurt my feelings. Saying in the world, they say they take their feelings and they wearing their feelings on their shoulders and all that stuff. Walking around there, you to knock it off. You know, you used to play that little game when you was a kid, put a stick on your shoulder and dare somebody to knock it off. When they knock it off, they had a fight on their hand. Same way with your attitude. You walk around with it. When somebody rebuke you with the word of God, then you want to get into a fight. You want to tell them that they're wrong. You want to tell them that they shouldn't shy away from you. You want to tell them that they should believe you. But the Bible said that every word that proceeded from the mouth of God, this is what you got to believe. This is what you got to live by, glory to God. This is what you are judged by, glory to God. This is what you are reproved by and rebuked by. What? It's the word of God. And the word of God is from the beginning until it ended in our life. It's all the way from the beginning all the way home, glory to God. The word of God is going to reprove us all the way home. Don't think you're going to get in the middle and you're going to be perfect, glory to God. God ain't gonna leave out no unturned stone in your life. He's got to get rid of all of them if you're gonna make it in to his throne room. Hallelujah. Come, let us reason together. All scriptures, all word is given by the inspiration of God. So it's all good. It's good for our attitudes. I don't know why I'm on attitude tonight. It's good for our attitudes because that's the first thing. Jump up, that's why. It's good for our attitudes. People get an attitude if you drop a hat. They get an attitude if you let a pen fall on cotton and you can't even hear that. But they get an attitude. Why? Because it's a mind thing. People look at you and say you've been talking about them. People can imagine things. That's part of your attitude. Imagining things. Look at brother so-and-so and he didn't look right. He must be talking about me. You don't know what people are going through. The Bible said love one another. Comfort one another. Glory to God. If it looked like your brother or your sister in trouble, then you're supposed to go to prayer unto God about the situation. You don't know about the situation, but you can pray. God bless him. Glory to God. God keep him. Glory to God. God lift him up today, God. I don't know what's going on. It's none of my business, God, but you know all about it. But I just looked on him, God, and you showed me his face. And God, I began to pray and lift him up. And when you begin to do it this way, glory to God, then you love God. Glory to God. Then you can tell your brother that you love him. Then you can do the things that God will have you to do. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. Christian love is the fruit of the Spirit. Christian love is this. It always has God as the primary source. God is always first. We forget that God is always first. He created earth first. We wasn't even here. Then he stood up on it. We still wasn't here. And he created some more up on the earth. We still wasn't here. And then when he finally prepared for us to come in, we came in. And God made us perfect in his image, in his likeness. But then we got an attitude in the garden. See, that's where the attitude rises up. Another thought, another idea, another tradition, another way that seemed to be the right way. another meddling, glory to God. You can't meddle in the thing that you don't know about. And that's what man did in the God. He meddled in the thing. He disobeyed God. He was rebellious. He transgressed. He committed treason. And that's where we came in. But see, God had already been here. God had already planned before he created the heavens and earth for you and I. He had already planned for the fall. He had already planned to send his love called Jesus to get man up out of that fall and to retrieve us and to lead us and guide us. People don't want to be led by God. That's why we always say that you got to study to show yourself approved. People get in their mind, their attitudes, and they can't even find a Bible. They forget about the one they've been riding around in their car for 10 years. And if they open up, the pages are disintegrate. That's the way man's attitude is. When it's open up, it just go off. I was going to say something else about that arm beating the living daylights out of somebody. Sometimes you like take their arm and just beat the hell out of them. They say, well, hey, you done curse now. No, that's a place. So I'm going to put it this way. I like to take that arm and just beat that place out of them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But God won't let me do that. I done tried time and time again. And every time God said, you know you're wrong. Said, God, just give me just one moment, just a little brief moment. He said, now you want to be like Samson, glory to God. You asked for one last chance. And I ain't ready for that. That's why he said, the works you do shall you do also. He's talking about you and I. The Bible says Jesus never went outside of Jerusalem very far. So when we come to church, our love is not limited up in here. It's not limited in your home. It's not limited on your job. It's everywhere you go. We are an extension of the ministry of Jesus Christ. We are the gospel. Glory to God. We are the light. We are the salt of the earth. We are the power of God. We are the Holy God. We are the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. We are that living word. We are that word with power and might. We are the stronghold's destroyer. Glory to God. We are the mind regulator. We are the prayer warriors. Glory to God. We are that rock in the weary land. We are the sons of God. Glory to God. Going forth and expressing God's love in all the earth so that God can be glorified not only in the earth but in the body that's up on this earth. Glory to God. And when God is glorified in the body, glory to God, then the world is going to start straightening up and the world is going to start seeing that light. But until then, glory to God, the body's all scattered, glory to God. There's a little light over there and there's barely a beam over here, glory to God. But God is bringing everything into order according to his perfect will, and it's going to be one great light in the earth, and it's going to walk to and fro, and it won't break ranks, glory to God. It won't bow down, glory to God, but it's going to display the word of God and the knowledge of God and the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Come on and give us some praise. Love is the hardest thing for us to do. Yeah, it's hard for man. Jesus went through and paid a price that we could not pay. Had the plan. He unfolded it. Then he came and died on Calvary. Then he signed it with his blood. Then he gave it unto us to be partakers of. But sometimes we slip up because we don't know how to be partakers. But you know, in all of that, God is still faithful. He still loves us. because he already knew he was going to make a mistake. He already knew he was going to act up. He already knew it was going to be a great fight. But he still loves us. So don't ever get your attitude on your shoulder and think don't nobody hate you. Let me tell you something. The world going to hate you. Kick you in the teeth, but smile anyway. Amen. The world is going to come against you, but you keep on serving God anyway. Amen. People going to talk about you, but serve God anyway. People going to hate you, but you keep on serving God. Because God said, vengeance is mine. And he will recompense in the earth. Amen. So you just keep on living. Keep on running that race. You're not in it by yourself. Just keep on running that race. And you're going to make it to the mark of the high calling of God. Keep on moving, glory to God. Keep on praying. Keep on singing. Keep on dancing. Keep on laughing, glory to God. Keep on rejoicing. Keep on having being full of joy. Keep on lifting up God's name. Keep on speaking in tongues. Keep on using the gift that God has given to you. And God said, I got a crown laid up for my people, glory to God. And it's called a crown of righteousness, glory to God. Why? Because they walk in my righteousness up on this earth. And they display my name in the earth. And I am glorified, said God. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. Praise God. If you need prayer tonight, come on down to the altar. Praise God. We need much prayer and learning how to love one another. Because the first thing we turn to is our feelings. That's not love. True love is of God. And it's only by God and it comes from God. So if you need prayer tonight, come on down. You think you don't need no love? That's on you. God ain't gonna beat you up. Your circumstance, your situation is gonna do the job. But yet and still, God will always be there to get you out. Always. He's a faithful God. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I'll be there. Sometimes it seems like he's not there. And that's because the old nature trying to tell you he's not there. Trying to make you, playing up on your feelings. He's making you feel like he's not there. But the Bible says we live by faith and not by sight, not by feelings, not by condition. So it ain't got nothing to do with how you feel. It's all about the love of God. That love that constrain us from doing wrong. That love that keep us from doing wrong. That love that leads us and guides us into his path of righteousness. That's the love I'm talking about. That love that surpasses all our understanding. As long as some of us have been saved, we still don't understand the love of God. That's why God said, "Don't you can't handle it." He said, just receive it. And let me guide you and let me work on your life. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, bless her right now. Manifest your love in her, God, to another degree. Another level, God. Cleanse, God, and deliver and set free. Take out the impurities, oh Lord God. Father, take out the stumbling blocks. God, open up her understanding that she may know and hear and see you, God, in the power of your might. And I thank you for it. God, I thank you right now. Have your way in her life. Move in a special way, oh Lord God. You are a special God. Y'all know God is special. And see, you can ask God for things. He's a special God. We like to ask God for special things and we group them like we want to and we line them up like we want to. But it doesn't matter. God is a special God. He said, I'll meet every need that you have need of. And God is going to meet your need. Because you got some special needs. And God said, I'm a special God in your life. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. God bless this little one and keep him. Guide him and direct him, oh Lord God. Camp your angels round about him and protect him, God, and keep him, God, for your glory in Jesus' mighty name. God bless her right now, God.